If you only mafkir to the poor, it's good. Right? There are two different types of hefker. It has to be hefker for anim and fashim. We did this yesterday. Here's what we were up to. Kol omri hasadeh shel kav kav. Bishamai oimim hefker.
Hefker, really hefker.
Right.
He holds it just for aniyim.
It works. You can do such a thing. You can be mafka something only for aniyim.
Right. Meaning like a chichamper.
That's where he learns it out from. He learns it out from just like this something called lechichamper. That's only for aniyim, not for ashirim. So if you choose to be mafka something only for aniyim, it works. That's his makar.
Am I allowed to be mafka for an ani? Am I allowed to say I'm being mafka this lamb for Yankel Shmuel?
That's machloikas.
I'm saying that's this machloikas.
Right. That's
so. Machloikas. So Beishamay holds you can.
Yes.
Okay. So you can. Then you.
Beisil says no. Ain't a hefker. It's not called hefker. Halachat sheyafu sheyufkar af lashim through kashmid. Like shmita, just like with shmita, there's no difference in poor and rich. Everyone is the same. Anyone who wants can come into your field and take whatever they want. So too, when it comes to hefker, that's with everyone together. Good. Now we go to new halacha. Next halacha is called Omri Hasodesh Lakav Kaviyach Shalaba Arad Azkarin. You have a situation. Now this is the part we need the Kahati for. You have a situation where you have a field. Here's the field. You have a lot of small carbon. See small piles?
Uh-huh.
And you have one big pile. Kol Omri Hasodesh Lakav Kaviyach and one pile of Shem Arba Azkarin. Ushachachon, you forgot it. Now what did you forget? You forgot the big one? You've got the big one. Okay? You have small, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 small and 1 big. The big is equal 4 times the small. There are 4, and you forgot. What did you forget? You forgot in the field the big one. You got the big one.
Well, Ushechachoy. Who says? Maybe I forgot all of them.
No, Ushechachoy. That's the case of the Mishnah. Ushechachoy, you've got the big one. 209, you've got the big one. What is the halacha? Beshamay oimim einoy shikha. It's not called shikha. 210. Why is it not shikha? Beshamay oimim einoy shikha. Nechshav kefor amarim ulchein in boik shikha. Very simple. Because shikha is only when you forget one or
two.
Too big to fail. Like Detroit. It's too big to fail. What's the problem?
Why is it too big to fail?
That was the big thing with Obama. He came into office. Too big to fail. They bailed out the auto industry. They bailed out Freddie and Mac. Mac and Freddie. Which what's the order?
Mac and cheese.
It's too big to fail. Since here it's 4. Have a makar from a Mishnah. When it's too big, you don't let it. It's not called shicha. There's sham a Mishnah. Ain't it's not called shicha. It's not called shicha. Nechshav kefor amarim. But lechein ain't by din shicha. Ubeisil oimim. No shicha. 210 shicha. Nechshav kaimercha. No. We don't care how big it is. Just because this is equal to four. This equals 1, 2, 3, 4. So what? The bottom line is this is considered to be one bundle. One bundle. Since this is one bundle, nechshav kaimercha. But lechein yesh.
It's too big.
No,
too big.
That's exactly the point. Beisil says that since the bottom line is it's one bundle,
doesn't make a difference. If the bundle's too big, it's not shikha. If I forget my whole Cadillac, it's not shikha.
It's still called one bundle.
Can we look at here and see how he explains it?
Well, that's what it says. There is nothing, doesn't say anything over here.
Good. So let's look at here. That's why we bring it here, right?
I guess so.
So we can understand things that we don't understand.
I understand it. It's a very simple svar. It's a very simple svar. This is it. You don't want to pay attention here. Beis Shammai says, "Ein shicha." It's not shicha. Ein lo din shicha.
Right. Right. That makes sense because it's too big.
Hatam hu shaldas Beis Shammai arba oimoyim biyachad einam shicha four. V'soyim chem shiroyim. We look at oimer kagodol kilo hikcholik arba oimoyim shel kaf kaf. That you understand. We look at this one big bundle as if it's four separate bundles. According to Beis Shammai.
Why do we have to look at it as four separate ones? Why can't we just say it's one big one?
So
why is four small ones? Why not as one big one? Why?
What's there's the no such thing as one big one being part of. The Torah says you forgot an oimer. The Torah does not give a limit to the size of an oimer. If you forget in the field a bundle,
kaf kaf
means small bundles.
Kav is how much?
One kav. Kav is a small bundle. Kav is a small bundle. Kav. Kol, in kol ha'ayim, all of the bundles, Shabbosod, Echayu, Kav, Echad, each one was one kav. And the who shishis ha'sa, it's a six. It's a six of a saw. Shishis.
2 liters.
It's a six of a saw. Okay, there are.
Okay, let's see what Beis Hillel. Maybe I'll understand this.
Beis Hillel says shecha af al piyishu gadol pi arba mishav amarim yesh adin shecha shein Beis Hillel soiv roim oisa kilu hu chalak. We don't look at it as if it's separate to four. Vim hoy gadol yosef mikvi arba al arba. And if it's gadol, okay. So therefore, Beis Hillel still says it's still called one bundle. And the Torah says if you forget about it, let's say it was bigger than four. Let's say it's five. Near lefiyah Rambam, she'en le'din shicha af l'das Beis Hillel.
Oh, that's what I was saying. That's what I didn't understand.
Okay, the shear is four. That's the cutoff point. Beis Shammai looks relative to the others. Beis Shammai looks at this bundle relative to the other bundles in the field. Maybe that's the machlokes. When you go look at a bundle, do you look at it relative to your neighbors? Or do you look at it relative to the world? To the Olam?
No, the Olam it's a standard. There's a shear.
So that's
how
the
come
question.
Beis Shammai doesn't go by the shear. That's ridiculous.
That Beis Shammai says you go boss of the neighbors. Look, if you live next door, if you live on a block, and you have more than everyone else, Okay, so this is the machlok. We did with Mishnah, we did at least the Mishnah. Beis Shammai says, Hefker lo aniyim is Hefker. Ubeis til oimim ein Hefker, she yufka gam lo ashirim. Kashmit lak shmita. Kol omri asodek shul kafkaf, viecha shul arbas kabin, ushechacho yufka de digwan, Beis Shammai oimim ein shecha. Beis Shammai says, it's not called shecha. Beis til oimim, Beis til says, it is indeed called shecha. Okay, next, Mishnah base. Ha oimer, shu samuch la gofa, an oimer, that is near. La gofa v'la gadash. What's a gofa? What's made a gofa? Gofa is gather avonim sediru zu al gavzu beloitet. Here it is. There's a fence of bricks which has no cement. There's no cement like the Kaisal Hamaravi. The Kaisal Hamaravi there's no cement. You know that?
It's just.
Okay. A bundle.
A bundle that's next to the gaffa.
To the wall. A gaffa. I just told you five times. A wall that does not have any cement. A pile of bricks, pile of stones, that form of wall. But there's no cement.
Velagadish.
Okay, velagadish. Here is one bundle next to a big pile of grain. Here's a gadish, and next to the gadish is a bundle. Or la bakar v'la kelim, it's next to the bakar. Here's the bakar. Bakar v'la kelim, here are the kelim. Here's the plow. So what is halacha? Ushchachon, you forgot it. Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says, ein eshecha. Beis Hillel says, it's shecha. Let's see over here the Rav. La gafa geder avonim seduro zo al zo beloy tit. Okay, there's no cement. V'la kelim kli hamacha resha. You leave a bundle next to the plow. What does Allah? Beis Shammai says in the shechel, "Plutsayu the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel ba'imir shech zikoy ba'i shechzik ba'i ulahilicha le'ir v'nosne b'tzad agafa b'tzad agodesh v'shoch Hashem Beis Shammai ba'imir ein shechel sharei zochah ba." Since you already picked it up once, so therefore it's your zoicha. It's not called shechel. But Beis Hillel Beis Hillel says shechel. V'had etan lekamam b'mastisan ba'imir shechzik ba'i ulahilicha le'ir shochah ba'i Beis Hillel Beis Shammai shen shechel. It's not shecha. Zehu kishaloi hinichoi eitzel hagafa eitzel hagadish. That's only when you forget it in the middle of nowhere. But when you forget it near the fence, near the bakar, or near the plow, then Beis Hillel holds it's called shecha.
Okay, I don't understand. It's a high man.
Right, here's the wall.
It doesn't have cement. Like this? I like it when I get tough.
Ha'oimer shu samach l'gaf, it's near a wall. He has the wall. I don't know what the problem is. No cement. Well, a gadish, it's near a gadish. It's a gadish.
What's a gadish?
A gadish is a pile of grain.
A big pile.
A big pile of grain. A big pile of grain. Ula bakar l'kem, it's right next to the bakar. Here's the bakar.
It's near a gadish. That's an oimer that's near the gadish. Ula bakar, it's near...
Here, here's the bakar.
Here's the cattle.
Here's the cattle. Vela kelim, it's near the kelim. Here's the kelim. Here, here's the kelim. Ushchacha, and you forgot it. So what is halacha? The Shammai says, "Eino shichah, it's not shichah." So this is how Mahari says shichah, shichah.
One holds because
you maxed in it. You maxed. The case of the Rav, you maxed in it. You took possession of it. So once you take possession of it, even though you forget later on, you potter. It's not shikha. Basil says that's only true when you take hold and you leave and you put it down in the field. But if you put it near the fence, then Basil
holds it. The fence or the buck or the
kalim. It's a shikha. And what's the lamdis? You want to see what the lamdis over here is? What's the lamdis? Basil says it's shikha. Very long parish. You put it somewhere. This is what the Rav is saying. This came here. B'tzad HaGodesh, B'tzad HaBokar, B'tzad HaKeil, V'achakach Shachach HaShem, V'sham HaYomim, Eina Yishach Memneish, Zocheh Bar. Like I explained, that was that how the Rav, this parish, which is the second parish, is the only parish of the Rav. In order to understand this, you have to study this Bi'un Rav. Bi'un
Rav.
Okay?
So
it doesn't say. It just says the question is, you leave it. If you leave it, it's Shichon Alkes. That's the Mishnah. Okay, one has the Mishnah. The second Mishnah. It's not Shichon. It's not Shichon.
Basil
says, Shichon is called Shichon. This.
Did it come out of your nose?
No. You know. Next Mishnah Gimel. Rashi Shuois Ha'Omer Shekinegdai. The Rashi Shuois of the Omer Shekinegdai, and I wonder what does that mean? Moichiach. This seems to be hard. Let's see over here. Let's see. Rashi Shuois Omer Shekinegdai Moichiach Lekamam of Sevav Parashah. So he says over here, do not worry. If you want to know what this Mishnah means, wait until you get to Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Gimel will be explained the Elu Hein Rashi Shuois. Understand? Rashi Shua Shoimer Shekinegdoi Mechiach. The tips of the rose, Shekinegdoi, that is opposite the bundle, Mechiach.
We're going to learn it in the next
Mishnah.
Is that what you're trying to tell
us? That's what it says. The Rashi Shua Shoimer Shekinegdoi Mechiach. What does that mean? We're going to see in the next Mishnah. Now, next halacha.
So what does it mean?
Well, Mishnah Dal is going to say the Elohim Rashi Shua. It says here in the Rav, you don't have to know what it means. Rosh Hashuas lekamon besamuch mefarish law. The meaning of this statement, of that the Rosh Hashuas sha'imer shekenegdo is mochiach, will be explained in the next Mishnah.
Okay,
so there's nothing.
So I don't care. I just disregarded that whole sentence.
Right, because it's going to be explained in a few moments.
So then why is he bringing in this Mishnah?
I don't know. Ha'omer next halacha. Ha'omer shechzik bo lo'halichay al ha'ir. An omer that you took possession of. Lo'halichay to bring it. El ha'ir. U'shechachay moedim she'ena shecha. That was the last Mishnah. A bundle. Which you took possession of. You took in your hand in order to bring it to the city, and then you forgot it. You stopped off, let's say, for gas.
7-Eleven
to buy some convenience, some what do they sell 7-Eleven? What kind of food do they sell?
I don't know, but a lot of guys go by.
It's one of the biggest chains in America. A lot of firm people. They have a lot of food. I see on Avenue all the firm girls from the girls' school. They go there.
You like looking at the girls?
Yeah. A bundle that you have taken possession of, you've taken into your, taken under your wings, you've taken possession of a bundle, and you forgot it.
Okay, I took it under my wing.
And then you go and you stop off, and then you put it down.
I forget it.
You put it down, you go off to go stop off. You need to go into the ATM, to the bank, to get some cash.
Good.
And you put it down outside. And then you just forget. You go on your merry way and you forgot to take it. So is that called shukha? Is someone, a poor man, allowed to come and take it? The answer is no. Since you were machzik, shehichzikbo, the only time it's called shukha is when you leave it in the field. Once already you've taken possession, you've taken hold of it, to take it to the city, then you forget it, then it's not called shukha. Shehichzikbo lo licha lo ir v'yash u'shukha, moedim, everyone agrees, she'ein shukha, it's not called shukha. Okay?
Yeah.
As simple as possible.
Yeah. If I left it at the ATM and I forget it, everybody holds it's not shukha.
Not shukha. Only when you leave it in the...
I just want to get cash.
Only when you leave it in the field.
Slurping.
Only when you leave it in the field.
Right. I had some good lines on the tape today for my grandchildren. Right?
The Elu Hein Rosh Hashuah, the following are the Rosh Hashuah. Shnayim Sheshchilu Me'emsa Hashuah. What are the Rosh Hashuah? Shnayim Sheshchilu Me'emsa Hashuah. What does this mean over here? Shnayim Sheshchilu Me'emsa. Here we have two people. See this? One is going this direction, one is going this direction. Okay? Going opposite directions. It's like.
Good, very good
analogy. Yeah. Two opposite directions. They forget lifnehem. Each one forgets. He's going to forget this one and this one. Okay.
Yeah.
So this guy is going to forget this one. That's Shlifnehem, and this guy's going to get Shlifnehem, and then there's the one that's behind them. This is behind them. What is the halacha?
So there are three total that they're forgetting.
Right. Okay.
Hashem, it's getting nice. Go ahead.
This guy's going that way. What is before them? What's before them is shecha. Okay, es shalifneim. In other words, this and this is shecha. Es shalifneihem is shecha. The es shalachareihem, and what's behind them is einoi. Einoi shecha is not behind them.
That doesn't make sense at all.
Well, let's see what the Rav says.
Shalifneim, they see.
They left, so that should be. Let's see what it says. Okay, they start in the center, each one is facing opposite directions. It's called shecha. The Karinim Bay Lo Soshuv Lekachta, you're not allowed to. So therefore, this is called Lo Soshuv Lekachta. You're not allowed to return to take it. Fine. So therefore, this is shecha and this is shecha. Uliacharehem ain't a shecha. Im kishahav kul pneim zel letzavim zel ledarim yischil bloila alamer to gather nisha oimer echad bineim ushechahu. There was one that is in the center. Let me go pick it up. I got. No, don't bend. I got it. I just do it for the club, and everyone says, "Oh, you did it."
Very humble. Very good.
Weiter.
There's a lot of cover to it. Everybody's the same.
The Elohim Rosh Hashua Shnayim Shesul Memz Hashua Zeban Lo Zeban Lo Darav Shal Nifal Lefneim Lochayim Shal Lefneim Shicha. So therefore, this is Shicha. This is Shicha, and this is Shicha. The Esh Shal Achareim. What's behind them? This bundle that's behind them ain't Rosh Shicha. It's not Shicha. Let's see the Rav. Ulachim Shicha Im Kishahav Kupaneim Zel Zeban Zel Darav Yisrael Lo Ilamer Nishar Oy Beecha Beneim U Shicha Hu Ain't Shicha Lefish Shneim Samchu Ze Al Ze. Each one relied. Here's the Lamed. Each one relied upon the other to take the middle one. When you're going forward, are you relying upon this guy to take this bundle?
No,
because it's your job. But the bundle in the middle, how come they both forgot the bundle in the middle? Because each one thought the other one's going to do it. Since we're supposed to meet and start in the middle, each one thought that the other one's going to take the bundle in the middle.
Okay. Each one thought they're going to take the bundle in the middle.
So therefore, that's not called shechar.
Why did they pick up these over here?
They did. They forgot this one. So when he forgot this one,
who's this one?
No, that he took. He forgot the middle one, this one. Whose responsibility was to take this one? Only this guy. He is now relying upon him, so therefore he is his full responsibility. And it's your responsibility, and you forget that that's called shikha.
Good.
But if it's not your responsibility, then it's not called shikha.
Okay, go.
Okay?
Why so did both of them do it anyway? They both own the field?
It seems so. Yeah, it seems so. Einer lo fish shtem sam vos az ev mit khakh nishkach. Ve shel achrehem einer shirt nat shkham. Okay, next. Yachid. Now Yachid shis kham yosh shul. Let's say Yachid. Let's say we have a Yachid that starts a Yachid shis kham yosh shul.
Zelet.
Where is it? 220 with the bundle so we claim the bundle with the einer shkham lo fish shkol lech kham sam khal shen shikh. Fine. We learned the each one is long upon the guy each one, that's why it's not shkham.
The one in the middle. We learned that already.
Right. So that, no, could, no, we didn't. Just explain. Next, new case. Yachid shehitzchil meroish hashura b'shachach lefanav uliacharav. A yachid starts shehitzchil meroish hashura, and he forgot. He forgot this one, and he forgot this one. Okay, so this is called yachid starts over here, and he forgot this one, or he forgot this one. So this is not because, look, he'll one day, his technique is, maybe this is he did this, he'll keep on doing like this, and then when he's finished, he'll come and do once, he'll do all this. This is not called shikha. As long as it's still part of a row, it's part of a row, it's a, but over here, this is called shikha. Chol v'dileg al oimer zeh. Yesh nei b'chol b'al toshav v'haru shikha. This is shikha, this is not.
Yeah,
why don't we say they didn't go like this, or go up like this?
It's in the middle.
It's in the middle. So what about this over here?
So it's at the
when
end.
It's the edge. So it's the edge, then you go along the edge.
Right.
Let's see. So yachash is l'vash ha-shuva v'shuva v'shuach ha-chlefan l'acharav sh'lefan ha-b'form in a shikha. That's called shalafanav. Mishal acharav shecha. What's behind mishecha? Mimneishu b'val tashav. Zekla kol shu b'val tashav shecha. Mishein b'val tashav ena shecha. Let's see the Rav Yachashu Zomir Shashua Hashna Mefarish Lodot. Now we're finally coming to explain what it means in this mishalvi. Roshay Hashuos Oymer Shegnei Roshay Shuos Roshuos Oymer Shekinegdoi Mechiyach.
What does that mean?
When you now explain, let's see. Hash the mefarish lahod etnal le rosh yeshuos.
Do you understand what it means?
No, I don't. Let's see what it says. Give the Rav a chance. If you believe in the Rav, you'll understand what the Rav says. It'll be hash the mefarish lahod etnal le rosh yeshuos. I'm shekinah the mechiyach. The Kain Kagoyin, for example, sheyesh kan eser shuos. You have 10 shuos shall asar amarim musudanim shuos mitzaf ladarim. Okay, you have 10 by 10 rows. So the hischel amir b'rosh hashua achas. He began to amir in this show. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, there's 10, and now you already knocked this off. This is all gone. So now we're down to 9. Hischel amir b'rosh hashua achas. V'shach amir echad la'acharav. You've got la'acharav. Have a shechel. You forgot one omer here. You forgot one omer shalacharav. This omer over here. You forgot.
I know, we learned this already.
Okay, the cave on Shabbat, I'll men of Emer, Oimer, Samach, Loi, carried in Belo, Sasha, Lukakhti, Aval, Eim, Shach, Oimer, Echad, Oishnaim, Besoif, Ashura, at the very end, the Hainu, Lefanov, and Nicha, because of his Chila, Amer, and Bitchilas, Ashur, Shnia, Loi, Havi, Shacha, to the carried in Belo, Sasha, it's not Shani, Oimer, died to last, Ashura, Hara, Nomi, Oisam, Shinich, Nomi, Shalom, Arif, because his Kavana is to do like this, and then at the end to come swoop up like this. It's like mowing a lawn. You ever see the mowing a lawn? They have very unique configurations. What? Okay. Daito lasa shua cheres meremosu shnechmu mitzul ma'ar behind the town. That's what we learn over here. Oimer shekinegda imachiyach. The oimer shekinegda is machiyach. Shecha oimim shal shua sacheros. That's what it means. The oimer shekinegda. The oimim, the bundle, shal shua sacheros. Of the others, mechichos al elu sheniach shaloi shechokni. Do not forget it. Sheruyin la eschashev imoyim b'shua cheres. Good. It's a whole Mishnah. That's a whole Mishnah.
Where's the pshat in the word?
Rosh Shuros Ha'omer Shekinegdei Mechiyach. The tips of the row. The tip of the roll.
This. What does it mean?
The Rosh Hashuos. The Rosh Hashuos. Ha'oimer shekneglim v'chiyach. V'ayinu v'ha'lasi. Ha'oimer shekneglim v'chiyach. Sheha'oimim shalshuos acheros. The Rosh Hashuos. This is called the Rosh Hashuos. Here he explains. Leharav. Ze ha'mikre Rosh Hashuos. This case is called Rosh Hashuos. Shekenegdo mechiyach. Le'rosh zu ha'mikre ha'imer shekenegdo mechiyach. Through the Rosh. According to the Rosh.
B'soiv
shuah. B'soiv shuah. The end of the end. B'soiv the end. Rosh was the tip. Rosh Hashuos. Here's the Rosh. Here's the Rosh.
Yeah.
Rosh. Aryeh Shragaroth. Rosh. The Rosh Hashuos. Oh, there's your Mishnah. Look at that. Rosh Hashuos. You should know this Mishnah. The Rosh Hashuos. So what does it say? Rosh Ha'oimer Shekinegdoi. The bundle Shekinegdoi, which means over here, this is Shekinegdoi is Machiach. La'arav Zehu Hanikra Rosh Hashuos. Ha'oimer Shekinegdoi Machiach. That's what it says. That's what it means. This is what it means. The Rosh Hashuos. This is the Rosh Hashuos. Ha'omer Shekneged. The Omer Shekneged. Here's the bundle Shekneged. It's opposite. It's opposite. The rose. Mechiach. It proves that you did not forget. That's what it means. You prove you didn't forget. You don't understand it? Ha'omer Rosh Hashuos. Ha'omer Shehim Rosh Hashuos. V'yachash l'manu b'mishnah kodem shenachlu b'sham esel b'nina ha'imer shusamach l'dor mesuyim specific items l'as b'esel yesh within shichah b'ham shesen l'am l'dabinin ha'imer mesuyamim specific bundles shemoydim b'chem b'esel sh'ein l'hem b'edra within shichah specific bundles Rosh Hashuos ha'imerim shehim Rosh Hashuos kim b'furish b'mishnah ba like the next mishnah. Here it is. Okay, letzat safon. The zehu mikan shebishnaim hamar mishnaim two people hamar ma'am emsa saw the zelat safon zelat adara ma'imer shemnich beemsa. Oh, he has a whole different pshat. He has a whole different pshat. He says the Rosh Hashuos she'ein loy din shicha. He's saying a whole new pshat. Rosh Hashuos. He's in the be'arnu b'shugim l'dal al pidim before shemach achodim select. Like I told you, this is called the Rosh Hashuos. The Rosh Hashuos. Here, this is called the Rosh. Here's a Rosh. Here's a Rosh. This is the Rosh Hashuos. The Rosh Hashuos, the beginning of the row, proves that this Oimer has not been forgotten. The Rosh Hashuos, the beginning of the rows, indicate that this Oimer has not been forgotten.
How is it at the end?
Because it's at the end. Since it's at the extreme and the configuration is such that the bundle is at the very, very end, that is the indication. It's at the very, very end. That's what it says. Rosh Hashuos, when you're dealing with Rosh Hashuos, like in this case, look where they start. In that situation, Ha'oimer Shekinegdoi, Melchiach, the Oimer at the end proves that it's not forgotten. L'harav, Zehu Ha'nikra Rosh Hashuos. Ha'oimer shekinegdoi mechiach, that it's not been forgotten. This is the only case that the Mishnah means in this Mishnah Gimel, according to the Rav. Not like the Gur, not like the Rosh, not like the Bar Tanura, not like the Tosis, all the other Mepharshim is a whole long one, so we're not going through, but it's very simple. Rosh Hashuos, ha'oimer shekinegdoi mechiach, period. Then we have new halachas, ha'oimer shekinegdoi mechiach, pashut. And then you have this case. And now we finally come to a brand new case. Yachid shehitzchil me'rosh hashuah v'shoach achlofanav u'le'acharav. Here is lefanov. Here is lacharov. Shalefanov ein shicha. In this case, lacharov shicha. Neshu baltashuv. Zekah kol shuto baltashuv. Leshicha leshu baltashuv leshu shicha. And now the Rav comes along and says, "This is taka. What it means now in this specific case, when you have rosh yeshuos and you have a bundle at the very, very end, the configuration is a revelation that this is not called shicha.
Revelation, configuration."
The configuration is
the revelation.
Okay, you understand?
I think you got it, no?
I got it. You got it?
Want to read it again?
Yeah. Rosh Yeshuos. When you have a situation, when you have Rosh Yeshuos, here's a Rosh, and you have one bundle at the end, Ha'omer Shekenegdai, the bundle at the very end, Mechiach proves that this is not called Shikha. Okay, that's it. Then with new halacha, you take a bottle, you take it to the city, you put it down by the ATM machine, Ushikhachai, Moidim Shein, that's not called Shikha. The Elohim Rosh Yeshuos, this line will be explained according to the Rav at the very end. When you get to the very end, we have to first get there. First, we get it's first, Ashnayim, Sheshil Lemem Sashua. Do they start in the middle?
So how can we start off the Mishnah with two guys and we end off with one guy?
It's a new case. That's why the Rav is a difficult parish. The Rav is only one of many, many parishim.
That's the problem, right?
That's the problem. But according to Rav, it doesn't matter. When the Elohim Rosh Yeshuas is not going on the beginning of the Mishnah, because it says very clearly it's going on the end of the Mishnah. The Elohim Rosh Yeshuas, Shnayim Sheshil Meyam Sashua, two will start cutting from the center. This is going to be called Shekha because they have no one to rely upon but yourself.
Right.
And this, but this is not called Shekha. Why not? Because when you rely upon someone else, that's not called Shekha. Yachid Shishul Rosh Hashura, let's say you have a new case, a Yachid, that begins to cut Me Rosh Hashura. That's called the Rosh. This is the case. This is the Rosh Hashura. You forget one over here, that's called lefanav. You forget one lacharav over here. It's not shekha. If it's shelefanav in this case over here, but you find it in the backwards, meaning in the middle of the row, that's because this you forgot. This you didn't forget. Because you already pass over shicha. This I didn't forget. Pass over because I just look away. Ain't a shicha. Okay, we're up to Mishnah. Up to Mishnah. Shnei Morim. All right, Gardam. It's very late.